Those were almost all sort of newish poems. So now that I've got that part over with, it's always sort of frightening to stand up in front of people and read stuff that you just ripped off. But I'm gonna read a few from the book, which has been kicking around long enough that, you know, I feel better about it, I guess. Back in my day, when I was here at Bates, I lived. I don't know what it's like now. I hear from Sam that things are a little bit different, but I lived in the Bill. At the time, you know, it was just you could get a contact high walking anywhere nearby the building. God, it was crazy. Okay, I could go on and on about that. So that's mentioned in this poem, and which has a sort of strange bent, but the Bill's in here. And this is one of many poems I've written about being back here, and which even though I haven't been back here since 91, I very often find myself back here in dreams and memories. And okay, I guess I'll read the poem. It's called The Bridge. At 16, I was killed in a car wreck. Crossing the bridge from Sullivan, where I grew up mostly, to Hancock, which is on the way to Ellsworth, where I got a job flipping burgers and putting down fries. I would have been a senior that year, developed a drinking problem, lost my virginity in a prefab basement to a girl I didn't know, would never know, gone on to an elite college and studied the works of Hegel and Schopenhauer and Beethoven, learned that they were German romantics and not much more. Due to my drinking problem, which by now would have turned into habitual marijuana smoking and sleeping around. I guess it would have been fun for a while, living like that. I think I would have chosen Kim to fall in love with, have kissed her right there in Roger Williams Hall at a keg party, have helped her with her garnet coat and walked her home nights after starchy dinners, fingers cinching with fingers in the itchy wool pocket, then drunk myself away from her for 3 straight months until I came home to a short note. I digress. It's easy to get carried away with things that never happened, to get saddened by some life that might have been, though had I lived, I probably would have read Nietzsche too, who said, "What does it matter that you are failures? How much is still possible?" The accident was due to driver inexperience, excessive speed. He must have been in a terrible hurry to get somewhere.